This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
And today we're going to start a couple of programs about what goes on in a shelter environment. And the reason we're doing that is because we, in Yancey County now, we have a new shelter manager, and I'm going to ask Samantha, she'll introduce our guest.
Yes, we're happy to introduce Jessie Kroom as our new shelter manager. She comes to us with years of experience. We're going to talk a little bit about that and kind of introduce her to you.
Great. In coming weeks, Jessie, we're going to talk a little bit about your specific background because you were a victim of domestic violence and has a very interesting story. But you started off as a nurse, right? And that's how you got involved with domestic violence by screening patients in the ER.
Right. I worked as an ER nurse for 10 years at Greenville Memorial Hospital in South Carolina.
And what she is part of a program that most nurses go through where they know what to look for and what to screen for, and people come in and a lot of women don't want to admit that they've got domestic violence issues, and sometimes even the abuser is there on site.
That's right. So we had some assessment tools that we used, and being a formerly battered woman actually helped me see things with what the nurses call frequent flyers, those women that were in the hospital constantly for vague reasons or for reasons of it would be that the story didn't match with the bruise or the
right. They said they walked into a door and they obviously got fist marks and
exactly
whatnot on their face, and it's that's how you screen for them, and you got to know some of the people in the domestic violence operations in that area, right?
Right, that's exactly it.
And then you moved to Morganton and the Burke County area.
Yes, I moved to be closer to family, and actually got extremely blessed. One of the ladies that worked at the shelter there asked me to be the shelter manager, so I started working at Options as the shelter manager.
And Options is the name of the shelter in Burke County, and you were there for about 5 years, I believe.
Right.
And then you moved more recently to Caldwell County.
Yeah, I was a child advocate at Caldwell County, which was different work for me because it was dealing directly with children, you know, teaching the children how to deal with what they had seen in domestic violence situations and screening them and making sure that we were getting them the resources that they needed.
Right. They're the innocent victims in all of this, and I'm sure you've seen the same thing I've seen in shelters. These little kids come in, they look like they've been in a war zone. I mean, they're hanging on to mama, and it really takes them a couple of days before they come around, and they really need a lot of TLC, don't they?
Yes, they do.
And also, I know you've talked to our board at Safe Place. You've talked to the Kiwanis Club in Spruce Pine, and you're part of a rather unique speaking organization in North Carolina. Tell us a little bit about that.
I am the North Carolina Coalition Against Domestic Violence's Sisters Overcoming Abusive Relationship, or SOAR, caucus rep. And what the caucus is a group of formerly battered women who come together statewide and do awareness work. We have a speakers bureau called Voices, and Voices goes out into any community that asks and tells stories to kind of put the face with the issue.
Right. And in coming weeks, we're going to somewhere in October, I think we're going to start a series and talk a little bit about your background. You have a very interesting story to tell. And I suppose you're available to talk with people in either Mitchell or Yancey County, any organizations that would like to schedule you for a speaker. You're available. Is that right?
Yes, I am.
And how would one contact you?
They could call the Family Violence Coalition.
Okay. And we'll give you a telephone number in just a few minutes about how to do that. But anyway, I want to say before we do that, that Jessie has a very, very interesting story, and she's a good speaker. So if you're looking for a speaker for your organization, that's a wonderful opportunity for us and for you. So let's give them some phone numbers. In Mitchell County, you can call us at Safe Place. We have a 24-hour hotline, 765-4044.
And in Yancey County, we can be reached at 682-0056.
I want to thank everybody for listening, and remember, stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.